Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The costs of the West Asia crisis are beginning to show up on the government's balance sheet. Additional spending of 50,000 crore rupees to 1 lakh crore rupees could push the fiscal deficit higher than estimated in the budget, led by rising fertilizer subsidies and increased outlays on key schemes, report Meghna Mittal and Priyansh Verma. On the revenue side, the government doesn't expect any material increase in direct tax collections. Even as the macro situation worsens, market sentiment has shown some resilience recently. Ravindra Sonavane writes that foreign institutional investors have turned net buyers in six of the last seven sessions between April 10th and April 21st, deploying nearly 8,000 crore rupees. Of this, around 6,500 crore rupees was deployed in the secondary market, while 1,500 crore rupees flowed into primary markets. Meanwhile, Tata Motors India has provided corporate guarantees worth $2.2 billion on behalf of its holding company in Singapore to acquire a unit of Italian automaker Iveco, reports Pavan Barugula. The guarantees will help the Singapore unit TMLCV Holdings avail a bridge loan of $4.4 billion to fund a $4.45 billion purchase of Iveco's commercial vehicle business. Direct-to-consumer wellness brand Wadham India has initiated the process to sell a majority stake in the company, reports Ashwin Mohan. The Noida-based company sells green tea, herbal infusions and supplements, and the sale will largely provide exits for 361 Asset Management, Fireside Ventures and Sixth Sense Ventures, all of whom hold a combined 40% stake in Wadham. On the election front, Ishan Gera analysed voter turnout figures to discover that West Bengal's Phase 1 polling saw constituencies with higher voter deletions under the special intensive revision process record stronger turnout at 90.9%, above the 89.93% state average. The trend was more pronounced in Muslim-majority seats. However, gaps persist, with female-dominant and ST constituencies lagging behind in turnout. For investors, gold has delivered outsized returns. Archishma Iyer writes that a wave of sovereign gold bond redemptions is underway, with some tranches offering returns of more than 200% even on premature redemption after 5 years, compared to their 8-year tenure. The RBI has avoided fresh issuances in the past two fiscal years as it deemed SGBs an expensive method of borrowing. Regulation is reshaping sectors. IHIC Sur examines how the recently notified promotion and regulation of online gaming rules affect classifications for online games, game registrations, data storage obligations, and enforcement mechanisms. Rachna Rautri explains that the rules are an enforcement-first set of directions built around a compliance mechanism and a classification regime that will require every game in the Indian market to be assessed against a detailed set of monetization factors. And finally, Mariam Faruqi writes that Indians are travelling closer to home as global uncertainties discourage overseas travel. Both hill stations and spiritual destinations have seen an uptick in bookings. Operators are seeing more than a 30% jump in bookings, and the average order value has also increased across the board. Despite a harsh summer, outdoor experiences are leading demand. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.